Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12 string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. Let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
Welcome. This is Debbie Dashinger, your hostess with the mostest for Dare to Dream, and I'm so thrilled to be here with you today. If you tuned in last week, you heard the outstanding expert, Ron Malhotra, who talked about how to becoming a successful male, and he's got a program called the Successful Male Blueprint. Well, I loved the conversation, and I felt like there just wasn't enough time to go through everything, so in the moment, I said, you got to come back. You got to teach us healthier, more productive ways for men to be who they are, how we could have an ultimate guide, how we can boost our confidence and have access to the things he teaches. So he is back. We are going to pick up with our conversation. I urge you to go into the archives and listen to the first interview so you have the entire Monty here, because this is going to be full. Listen, he's been featured all over on major media. He's also a success and wealth coach. He's an award-winning wealth planner, a leadership trainer, and also, besides a certified success coach, he is leading this movement to help men develop holistically. To learn more about him, ronmalhotra.com. And Ron, it is so great to have you back on the show. Thanks.
Oh, it's awesome to be back. I really enjoyed the conversation last time. And I think what made it more amazing was that the fact that you obviously have an amazing understanding of these issues. And I could tell by the types of questions that you were asking me. It was quite an enjoyable experience for me to have a conversation with a person that has, I guess, an advanced perception around the issues that are affecting men and women. So thank you. I really enjoyed the conversation last time.
I did too, so much. And I think it's very timely at a time when so much is changing, so are roles changing and finding out how to be successful. And I want a curiosity I had based on our conversation. You are quite out there. You're a success guy, a wealth guy, a financial guy. You're speaking up for the roles men play. Was it always like this for you, Ron? Did you always embody confidence, attraction, self-care, and influence? Or have you yourself had a personal journey or a wound in this male balance area?
Well, I wish I could say it was always like this. It's been an interesting journey that I've been through. Just to give you some background on myself, my heritage is Indian, and I migrated to Australia when I was very young with my family, and I was a very lost kid. I was struggling to identify with my own heritage. I felt that I didn't really belong anywhere. I had all of this ambition and drive and energy, but I really didn't know how to channel it. And like most men, I was an atrocious combination of ignorance combined with arrogance. You know, I thought I knew it all, and I was very resistant to learning. And so I really struggled throughout in my early 20s. I really struggled. I ended up in jobs that I wasn't happy with. I ended up in relationships that I wasn't happy in. I had a problem with binge drinking. I really struggled to control my temper. I had So I had a number of issues, and I thought maybe the solution was to become successful. And the way, but my perception of success was that success is all about having a lot of money. So I started chasing the money. I thought, well, if I have a lot of money, then people are going to respect me. You know, if I have status and I have prestige and I have nice cars, then people are going to respect me. What I didn't realize at the time was that my desire to have money was driven by me just wanting to matter. And I think innately every human being wants to matter. We all want to know that we, you know, that we are here for a reason. But I think a lot of men are conditioned unconsciously to just chase the money. We think that money is going to make us matter. So I started to chase jobs. I was hardworking, but not really because I had a good work ethic. It's just because for me, it was means to an end. I thought, well, if I work hard, I'm going to get a lot of money. If I get a lot of money, then I can, you know, I can then feel important. And so, by my mid-20s, I started to achieve quite a bit of financial success. But I felt that I still didn't feel really fulfilled. I felt that I didn't know who I was, and I constantly found myself in social situations trying to adapt, and I was constantly chopping and changing who I was to try and fit in. And it just felt horrible because I didn't know who I was. And so all the success that I had was just materialistic and superficial. But deep down, I had no confidence, but I tried to cover it up by acting really macho and spending a lot of money on clothes and watches and cars. And then it was interesting. At one point, I had a relationship split up, and it was just like, you know, everything that I did and everything, I guess it was a reality check for me. It made me realize the fact that I wasn't invincible. And from there, you know, someone gave me a book, and that's how I got started in personal development. I read that book, and I guess it ignited some sort of interest in me to find out more. I never thought I was academically inclined, but once I read that book, it really piqued my interest. From there on, I found myself wanting to buy books. I started to read one or two books a week, and then I started to find that I was buying up to 5 or 10 books per week. So I realized, as I learned more and more, I realized how little I knew about myself. I realized how little I knew about my mind. I realized how little I knew about relationships. And what I think that, and this is the problem with our education system, is that it's flawed in respect to the fact that it teaches you professional development skills, it teaches you technical skills, it teaches you how to make a living, but it doesn't teach you how to make a life. And that started my quest for discovery. I wanted to know exactly how things work. Why is it that some people were so successful and the vast majority of the world population struggled? And I read book after book. I picked up everything that I could on personal development, on neuroscience, on psychology, philosophy, neuro-linguistic programming. And then I sort of realized that I was actually quite academically inclined. I had a love for learning, but I found it easy to learn when my learning was aligned with my interests. And so that's when I started my degree. I finished a master's degree. I'm currently doing a doctorate degree. Not that all of that matters, but the point that I'm trying to make is it's interesting what happens when you align your because a lot of people say, you know, I don't like reading books, or I'm not academically inclined. Well, you'll surprise yourself. The moment you find out exactly what you're passionate about, the quest for knowledge just comes naturally. So that's been my journey. And so, you know, that was all of what I just told you was in my early to mid-20s. And, you know, now I'm in my late 30s and I have 3 successful businesses. I have financial security. I've traveled the whole world. I've spoken overseas a number of times. I have a great family. I have great connections, relationships. I'm passionate about what I do. And so I look back and see the journey that I've been on, I think if I can do it, anybody can do it. But the difference was, Debbie, I actually didn't have a process. For me, it was a very haphazard way of getting here. So when I look back, I started to connect the dots and I thought, what did I do to get to this point? And if I had to dissect that process and put some structure around it, what should that look like? And that's basically what got me started with the Successful Male Blueprint.
I know that's a big journey. So to go from all that you shared with us, how you felt on the inside and how it manifested on the outside and the symptoms of it. And to have that awareness through a book that opened up the door for you that you kept walking through that led to the next right thing that eventually created who you've chosen to be today, that's an enormous healing journey. It's like the wounded expert. You know, I noticed that all great experts have had this wound that they choose to heal, and through the healing, it actually becomes their message and gift out to the world. You talk about a blueprint. And so for people who are listening to this and resonating with your story, and they also want to design a meaningful life that's consistent with their purpose, what is the blueprint you recommend that they can follow? It may be a big question, but if you could maybe create some tips that we can set up a blueprint for us.
The conversation that you and I had last time, I said to you that the most critical components of and we're talking about human potential here, because innately all human beings want to do more, be more, and have more. So if we were to just accept the fact that all human beings want to be more, do more, and have more, I think the primary and the most basic prerequisite to achieving that is to know, to really have a good understanding of who you are. Now, if you look at how most people define themselves based on their occupation, their gender, their nationality, their race, their heritage, their cultural orientation, their religious orientation. But none of those things we picked about ourselves. So one of the first things we do is we help people design their own self-concept. And that means helping them get clarity on things like what their values are. Values is a huge thing. I mean, you've got to know what your primary value in life is. What are your top five values? What are the things that you consider to be really important in life? And more importantly, why do you consider those things to be important? Do you just think that they're important because Dr. DeMartini says, you know, our biggest voids become our biggest values. Now, sometimes our values are driven by the voids that we experienced when we were younger. But sometimes our values are based on what we really, at a soul level, we consider them to be really important. Once you know what your values are, and once you're clear on what your passions are, you know, what makes you come alive, what are the things that naturally get you out of bed and fired up? Once you know what your passions are, once you know what your strengths are, you've got to know what your strengths are. I highly encourage people to spend more and more time doing things that are consistent with their natural strengths. Because when you do that, you're going to make quantum leaps in life, as opposed to just improving incrementally in small increments. So, for example, a lot of people are stuck in careers, jobs, or professions where they're operating from their zone of incompetence or zone of competence, meaning that they're okay at what they do. Some people find jobs, professions, and careers where they're operating from their zone of excellence, meaning they're very, very good at what they do. But very few people identify their zone of genius. And the zone of genius is a place where your talents, your gifts, your skills, your passions are naturally aligned. And when you're operating out of your zone of genius, you are able to create things. You're able to expend very high level of energy in accomplishing what you want to accomplish. But most people have never really worked on this exercise, so they actually don't know what their zone of genius is or where their zone of genius lies. They don't know what their strengths are. They don't know what their passions are. They've never really taken the time to sit down and work out what their values are. And so if you think about a person who actually is not clear on these things, what is the basis of their decisions? The basis of the decisions is always going to be other people's opinions, media. It's going to be hearsay. It's going to be everything but the stuff that's going on inside. And that's why a lot of people end up in situations in relationships, in jobs, in careers that are not to their ideal design, because they've never really taken the time to understand who they are and what they really want. So that's the first step of the blueprint.
That's the first step of the blueprint. You know, it's so true what you say, and I really appreciate your talking
everyone has indigenous gifts, proclivities, reasons for being here, what their passions are, and it is often about clearing out the debris of society, how we grew up, what we think, maybe what our issues or wounds are, and media, all the things that are perceived around us to eventually come. It's almost homeopathic, I view, that you have to distill something down to its essence to discover what it actually is. And I hear you saying, thus begins the blueprint, when you ascertain what that is.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct. And I mean, we go further than that. Once a person has a really good understanding of who they are, they have a powerful self-concept. Now, Debbie, think about a time that you've been in the presence of a person where you just knew that you were in the presence of someone powerful. They didn't have to say anything to you. And there's this natural charisma about this person. Now, what happens when we're in the presence of a person who actually radiates that type of presence? In many cases, you've got a person who is completely aligned with their values, their strengths, their mission, their purpose, and their goals. They know who they are. Now, they may have achieved that status unconsciously, but for most people, it's not just going to happen accidentally. You have to follow a precise process to get to that point. Now, it's also called, I think there's a term for it called neurocoherence, which basically means you've got a person that is so aligned internally. They're centered. They know who they are. So they're very powerful in making the right decisions because they know what is right for them, and they know what's wrong for them. And so they're very quick in deciding that this person or this event or this opportunity or this situation is right for me, and I'm going to say no to all of the other things. Whereas the person who doesn't have a powerful self-concept, they're going to inadvertently find themselves in situations and people and jobs and careers and relationships that are not going to make them happy. So I think starting with the self-concept is really powerful. And the second step, as I mentioned, was having a really good understanding of how the mind works. Now, a lot of the science around our mental faculties has only sort of come out and become mainstream in the last 10 years. The science has been around for a number of years. I mean, there's been a number of people that did a lot of research right from the earlier 19th century around, how our thoughts create our reality. I mean, we know that recently there's been a lot of research around the law of attraction. But here is the interesting thing. Now we're starting to find that there is a common element between what spirituality is saying, between what neuroscience is saying, the laws of the universe, the law of attraction, philosophy. They're actually all agreeing with this notion that our thoughts create our reality. And in many cases, people say, I there's a lot of resistance when I say this. Sometimes when I, at my events, I say, look, the circumstances that you're in, those circumstances are not the cause, they're the effect. The cause is how you think. And as you can imagine, a lot of people don't like being told that because a lot of people think, oh, you know, are you telling me that, you know, this happened to me because of me, you know. And I say, yes, in the short term, things may be circumstantial. But in the long term, if you consistently find yourself repeating in repeated patterns, then that means your mind is engaging in self-sabotage behaviors. I mean, we know examples of men that keep making bad investment decisions. We've come across examples of men that keep finding themselves with cheating partners. We have examples of men that keep finding themselves in bad jobs over and over again. And it never occurs to them that there is a repeated pattern that keeps showing up in their life, and they keep thinking it's circumstantial. So we show them the exact science of how, when what you think consciously is not what determines what is going to happen in your life, it is what you're carrying at a very deep level inside of you, in your subconscious, which is a blend of your habits, your values, your beliefs, and your self-image, which is actually getting you to unconsciously think, feel, and act in certain ways to produce the results that you're producing. So if you don't like the results in your life, there's no point just going and changing your actions. It's not going to help. It's just, you're just fixing the symptom. What you've actually got to go is you've got to go back to the root cause, which is the programming that's running inside of you. And until you become aware of that programming, you are always going to be the program yourself. And what we do is we try and take people from being the program to becoming a conscious observer of the program that's running inside of them. Why? Because awareness means that you have more control over your behaviors and your thoughts and feelings. So that's the second step of the blueprint.
Yeah, it's basically removing the virus from the program that's running, that's creating the current reality that we meet up against, our own self-limitations. Well, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Download your free Dare to Dream Radio app on iTunes. The free app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Listen to all the shows there. And you can also join me on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Ron about some wealth habits, about how to become influential, productive, and what your performance might be like right now. Stay with us.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration for men and women at rejuvenatemedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at rejuvenatemedical.com.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Tell your soul to me, I will never let go completely. One day our hands will be strong enough to hold me. I might not be there for all your battles, but you'll win them eventually.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. I'm speaking with Ron Malhotra. And Ron, we were talking about blueprints for success. I know you've written two best-selling books. One is called 8 Wealth Habits of Financially Successful People. And since you are financially successful, it is best to learn from someone like you. You teach this. So as far as blueprints, what are some fresh and new wealth habits that you can offer us that we can acquire and sustain wealth?
Thanks, Debbie. Money is an interesting issue. I mean, it's something that a lot of people get wrong. But here's the most interesting thing about money. If you really understand the principles of money, they have never changed. We get all of these fancy investment products and strategies that come on the market. We get a lot of economists and a lot of people, you know, in pinstripe suits on CNN making predictions about the markets. And none of that is actually important. All you need to do is, like any game, if you're playing a game, you must understand the rules and you must really master the basics. And so unfortunately what happens is with money, a lot of people try and get fancy, especially men. Men try and get fancy because there is this sense of pride if they've got fancy investments. Financial security is a big, very important part of being successful. I don't care what anyone says, but if you're financially struggling, you could be internally aligned, you could be purposeful, you could be passionate, you could have all of that in place. But if you're financially struggling, you're still not going to feel good about yourself. Your options are going to be limited. Your choices are going to be limited. So one of the first things that we do is we get people to consciously make a decision that they're going to become wealthy. Because wealth is not just something that just happens. You have to be intentional about it. You have to set an intention that you want to become wealthy. Once we do that, we also explain to people that it's not just about engaging in the right strategies and the right principles. It is also understanding whether or not you have a mindset that is conducive to wealth. Because a lot of people grew up in households where they heard things like money is the root cause of all evil, or wealthy people cannot be trusted. And so what happens is a lot of people at a very deep level are carrying unconscious beliefs about money. So even if they engage in the right strategies and they buy the right investments and they save money, inadvertently at some point they're going to make bad financial decisions because their financial thermostat's already set at a certain level. So to get good financial and sustainable financial results, we have to almost combine left brain thinking with right brain thinking. Yes, you need some analytical understanding of finances. You don't need to be a master because the basics are actually quite simple. And then you also need some right brain skills in terms of behaviors and emotions, which also drive financial success. In the last 10 years, two fields of finance have emerged, neuroeconomics and behavioral finance, that have found a massive link between how people think and the net worth that they create. So that's why it is no longer enough to just talk to people about investments and how wealth is created and stuff like that. You also need to then talk to them about their behaviors and emotions that are a critical part of wealth creation. So first thing we say to people is make an intention that you want to create wealth. Second, define the word wealth. Wealth is not having a beautiful car or Ferrari or having a mansion. Wealth is simply the ability to fund your chosen lifestyle without having to work. And unless you're planning on working until the day you die, it is important that you make that an objective, that you must become wealthy at some point, at the very least by retirement. But ideally, a lot of people want to become wealthy before then. Mm-hmm. Second step is understanding what makes you wealthy. What are the habits of wealthy people? And what are the types of assets that make you wealthy? What types of assets make you poor? For example, we know a lot of people have heard about Robert Kiyosaki. And I tend to agree with Robert Kiyosaki that a lot of the times people buy liabilities, but they consider them to be assets. So just having a basic fundamental of what types of assets exist, which assets make you wealthy, which make you poor, what types of investments are in the market, what they mean, why do some people make so much money in the markets and why do people lose in the markets, how your behaviors influence the amount of money that you make. What are the common mistakes that people make that get them to erode their wealth? So on and so forth. So all of that is a part of the blueprint as well. The next step that we go to is we say, okay, if you've achieved, you're in alignment with yourself, you know who you are, you understand how to maximize the mental faculties that you have, you've tapped into your creativity, you've enhanced your productivity and performance in business and in personal life, you now understand the fundamentals of money. You've got a lot of stuff together now, and now you have earned the right to lead people. So we then talk about the concepts of self-leadership. You've got to first start to lead yourself. You have not earned the right to lead others until you've led yourself first. Then we go into the concept of leading others, and we make a lot of distinction between leadership by authority versus leadership by influence. So just because you have a fancy title doesn't make you a leader. An authentic leader is a person that people naturally want to follow. So that means you have to earn their respect and you have to have influence. So we go into influence. What is it? What it is and how it's created. And influence takes time. One of the things that people don't realize is that in today's age with social media, everyone wants to build a powerful brand quickly. Now, one of the great things about social media is that you can build a brand. And look at you, Debbie. I mean, how long have you been doing what you've been doing? 15 years, did you say last time? I think you said 15 years, wasn't it?
It's actually 10 years. I'll be celebrating 10 years this year on air and also with my businesses surrounding it.
Correct.
It takes time, and influence is everything. I just want to say to people, the building of relationships, creating influence, a name, it's everything. It's gold.
Correct. And to build influence, and if you look at your own story, there'll be so many people, no doubt, that probably come up to you and say, I want to be like you, Debbie. I want to have the success that you've had. But what they don't realize is that you have been very consistent to get to the point that you've had. And in many cases, you've had to put other people's interest over yours to build the type of influence that you've built. You have also quite possibly made an intentional effort to stay in contact with people and nurture your relationships and add value to people. Because influence is not just something that happens. So we talk about all of those things, and we talk about, okay, you've got to start to lead yourself. Then you learn how to lead others. We make a distinction between leadership by authority versus leadership by influence. We talk about how you build influence. We talk about how you grow people and how you add value to people. We talk about the difference between management and leadership. We talk about leadership, not just in the professional world, but in your personal world as well. I mean, being a parent is a fantastic leadership opportunity. In fact, it's probably the biggest responsibility that you're ever going to have as a leader. And then the third level is where we talk about thought leadership. I mean, once you have led yourself and you know how to lead others, now you have now also earned the right to become a thought leader. But what does a thought leader mean? I mean, it's a fancy term that gets thrown around, but we actually go deep into what thought leadership means. How to understand what you're about, how to package your message, and then how to take your message out there in the world. So as you can see that the blueprint is quite comprehensive. It actually looks at taking people from the basics, making sure that they've got a strong foundation of success. They're not just taking shortcuts. They're not bypassing the critical steps. And then they're gradually building on that by doing all the work that is necessary for sustainable success. I'm not interested in short-term fads or strategies that promise quick fixes, because one thing that I'm absolutely convinced of is success is assured for people that do the right things, but there is no such thing as quick success that can be sustained. And unfortunately, it's not a popular message because everyone wants sexy solutions, but that's reality. You can have success, but you've got to do the work.
Ah, so true. And when you mentioned earlier law of attraction, I have always said the word action is in law of attraction. You can't dreaming it, making room for the universe, having an intention, very important. Setting the groundwork, taking action, everything. Having a respite, a silence, a meditative space, everything. It is a balanced act that works very well. So for you, and I know you're a busy guy, you're heading off to something else, and the show will go on, but I've got you for just a few more minutes. Let me ask you these final two questions, Ron. When you create a dream, when you pursue and create a dream, what are your favorite steps that are go-to, you know, create success for you?
Well, first of all, I will never set a goal based on what I think I should have, based on other people's perceptions. My goals are meaningful to me, so I always set meaningful goals. The second thing is I set goals that scare me. I don't set goals that I already know how to achieve. If I know how to achieve my goal, I believe it's the wrong type of goal. So I always set goals that are massive. The other consideration for me when I'm setting goals is that it should not just be about me. It must go beyond my own needs. It must be big. It must inspire me and scare me at the same time. Then what I do is I have a ritual that I follow every morning, which is I get up in the morning and first thing I do is I meditate. Why? Because we have 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day, and they're apparently 60 to 80% of them are from the previous day. So the first thing I do is I empty my mind. Once I've emptied my mind, I reload my mind. I review my goals. I rewrite my goals. I do an exercise which involves doing affirmations with some with visualization and emotionalization. And I do this twice a day. So I do it first thing in the morning, then I do it in the evening. Because what I'm doing is I'm priming my mind first thing in the morning before I'm bombarded with all the external influences that exist around us. I prime my mind to become super focused on the stuff that I have to do. This massively enhances my productivity and performance. It keeps me focused. And my body produces an amazing amount of energy for me to work 16 to 18 hours a day. Now, I'm not saying – a lot of people say you're a workaholic, but I don't see it like that, because I think that the lines for me between work and play have been blurred because I love what I do so much, to the point that, Debbie, there was a time when I was in jobs that I was not inspired by, and I used to get sick all the time. I used to have migraines. Mm. I used to get the flu. Now I don't get sick. I mean, I don't know how, but my immune system is so massively enhanced. And I've read about this concept, and it appears to be true that when we are doing work that we are really inspired by, it actually, our body produces a high level of energy, and it also boosts our immune system. So the benefits of what we're doing when we teach people, if you can just, you get all of this stuff right, your confidence is going to soar. It's a byproduct. And then that naturally makes you attractive to the opposite sex. Rather than just working on the tips and tactics and working on the symptoms, the best work you're ever going to do is going to be on yourself. When you get all of that in order, you naturally become charismatic. You naturally become attractive. Even though that's not your intention, it just happens. Whereas a lot of the solutions out there from dating coaches, and this is not to criticize dating coaches. I really appreciate the work that they do. And I actually work with dating and attraction coaches. In fact, our next event, we're actually putting a panel of male and female dating experts together to talk about the dynamics of dating and attraction in the modern day world as it exists now. Because we know that men and women want the same things. So why is there so much miscommunication? So I appreciate what dating coaches do, but I also believe that the foundational work has to be done. The person has to work on themselves before they go and work on all of these fancy strategies.
You know, it's interesting.
One last thing. I should mention, I have a vision board. And I bombard my senses, my visual senses, my auditory senses, my emotional senses with messages of inspiration, messages that are consistent with my goals, images that are consistent with my goals. Because the more my senses are bombarded with all the things that inspire me and make me feel good, the less time I'm going to have when it comes to engaging with negative emotions and negative thoughts.
Very key. Yeah, and I like the fact that you are well balanced in all the different senses, that the positivity, the right pictures and intentions are always surrounding you. It's so interesting listening to you, Ron, to hear this original wound of feeling somewhat not educationable and so forth, and yet what's lovely about you is your deep spirituality, and yet you are so incredibly intelligent and articulate about your ideas and expressing them completely. I really appreciate that. I want to ask you here at the end, I find that for most of us, especially who are very deeply into growth as you are, that we have themes that come up for us throughout a year, and it is the thing we need most to learn and explore and incorporate. So what for you in the year that has just ended, what was the most important thing you learned in the year that you're carrying forward as inspiration and to add to your success?
That's a really, you know, it's not many questions that throw me off, but that I've got to think about. Now, that's a deep question. I guess, I mean, because we're wrapping up the show, if there was one insight that I could leave people with that I know is transformational and very easy to comprehend, but very hard to master, it would be something to do with the mind. And here it is. Only think about what you want and nothing else. If you can just master this one little principle. So if you think about when a person worries, or they're having anxiety, or they're being fearful, what are they doing? Where is their attention? On the things that can go wrong. So a lot of people say to me, you're very confident, Ron. You have all of this confidence. You have all of this courage. How do you do it? And I just say, because I don't feed my fears. I do not feed my insecurities. I have insecurities. I have fears. I have doubts. I just do not feed them. Because what people fail to realize is that moment to moment, we have a choice about what we're going to put our attention on. We actually have that choice. So that's why I do not believe in this people being victims and anything being circumstantial, because where is your attention? Hour to hour, monitor, ask yourself for the last 60 minutes, what was I thinking about? What was I thinking about yesterday? Whereas if you're spending 70% of your time thinking about what can go wrong, reading the news, engaging your fears, thinking about your doubts, thinking about your limitations, and then you do 10 minutes of positive affirmations, it's not going to help. It's not going to help. Because predominantly every single thing and emotion that you experience is being stored in the memory bank of your subconscious. So if you imagine you have 7 million negative thoughts and you have 500,000 positive thoughts, you are still going to produce negative circumstances, because predominantly your programming is negative. And that's why I refuse to let any negative influences come into my life. I have the right to say no. I have the right to say, I'm not going to read that. It doesn't make me feel good. And people can argue and say, oh, but you being very one-dimensional. Well, so be it. I want to live a certain way, and I'm going to put all of my attention on what I want and nothing else.
Wow. I can't wait to see what you create from that mind thought going forward. Folks, if you want to learn more about him, go to thesuccessfulmail.com or ronmalhotra.com. Thank you so much for coming back on the show, Ron. Really appreciate your wisdom.
I was such a pleasure, and thank you so much for having me, and you're such a wonderful host. It was my absolute pleasure.
Yep, he's a great guy. If you want to learn more about success, wealth, or your role as a man, or I understand he's even exploring women and dating, so check him out at those sites. We'll be back. The show is going to go on. You can find me on Twitter. My name, @DebbieDashinger. And keep listening. We'll be right back.
You're pondering the big questions like, Is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration. For men and women at RejuvenateMedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at RejuvenateMedical.com.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Listen, do you hear that? It's the sound of your life running smoothly. A big part of harmony has to do with your thoughts. Are your issues ruining your life? Debbie Dashinger is a certified BARS facilitator who uses energy clearings on clients for healing, creativity, aging, sleep, money, and more. In a BARS session, you will begin clearing away issues and allow harmony and change. Book your BARS session at www.debbiedashinger.com.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger, and if you listen to the show all the time, you will notice I usually start off with some tips and ideas for how you can create more success. But instead, today we started out with the conversation with Ron Malhotra. Well, we're doing it in reverse. We're doing it in reverse. So here at the back end, the buffer is some lessons for happiness and success. We were talking about intentions and creating out in the world, and one of my big intentions and lessons, frankly, is more fun, having more fun. I'm going to look at everything that comes to me. Is it going to bring me the prosperity and the ease that I desire while doing what I love, and is it fun? It's all about fun for me. This is the year of fun. So lessons for happiness and success, stand up for yourself. But don't act entitled. You know, there's really a fine line dividing people who think they're owed everything or people who are scared to ask for everything. So don't be on either side of those lines. And if you think that there's somebody, some other party that's taking advantage of you, speak up for yourself. I was just interviewed today and I was talking about anytime we go into a discomfort zone for us, or we go past the limitation, we're creating big, but we feel like we can only do this much, and past that, there's doubt and uncertainty. Well, guess what? What's beautiful about surpassing things like that, what's beautiful about speaking up for yourself, if that's not your comfort zone, there's a healing. When we start creating new practices, inherently we must heal that component that's not functioning there right now. So it's okay to be uncomfortable and do it anyway. So it's very important, I know, to speak up for ourselves. Others are less inclined to help if we act as if we're owed the world on a platter, or if they have no idea what it is we need and desire. I have recognized so many times speaking up and just saying my truth, it's not a big deal, it's not a big confrontation. Most people want to meet you there and say, oh, no problem, here you go. And if you don't get it, then find it somewhere else. Ask for 100% of what you want from 100% of the people, 100% of the time. We've already said you're not entitled, right? We're not going to go there. But being upfront about your wants, your desires, it eliminates so much inner angst and inconvenience and discomfort in your life. What does it make room for? It makes room for ease. Ask for what you want. Don't wring your hands over whether to, how to, what's reasonable to. Reasonable requests won't damage your relationship. And if someone should think less of you because you dared state what you need, we'll find better people to work with in the future. I'll tell you, I just did this recently myself. Somebody came to me to do some work that's out of the norm of what I would know as a price tag. But I went into my heart and said, if I'm going to give this time professionally to this person, by the way, it's something I love to do, but still, if I'm going to dedicate this time, and time is a commodity, it's valuable, what will it take financially for me to do this? I, with love and grace and ease, spoke my truth and wrote it down in a contract. I didn't hear from this person what seemed like forever. 2 weeks went by.
And you know, an email popped in and said, sorry for the delay, my bad, what was going on for me, but guess what? I'm going to meet all your needs. And if he didn't, awesome, I get to move on. So you can do that too. So what is the number one obstacle when people want to achieve success? Oh, sweetie, for all of us, the real struggle is within ourselves. And hey, it's not conscious. It's not done on purpose. However, we do stop our own progress. So defeat in life isn't about making mistakes. Hey, we're all going to do it. We'll do it a lot. But defeat means giving up on yourself during difficulty. How do we avoid that number one obstacle? We continue to take small and significant steps in the shaping of our destiny. Here's what I want to say. You can take some time and write down everything you want to do in this day or month or next year. Who do you want to be? What do you want to experience? What do you want to have? What relationships do you want to create? Where do you want your career to go, your money to go, your fun to go, your hobbies to go? Look at all of that. And guess what? That's probably a big list. Then pick three that are meaningful and valuable for you to work on. Why? Because when we really focus on three things, we'll probably create them. You can keep taking those small, significant steps toward it. And guess what? If you actually ascertain all three of those, then relook at your list. Bring in another one. Fantastic. But if you do three, the ability to create is so much more heightened, and that's what I want to see, that you can think big, act big. Find out what you love to do and do it. Now, something about creating. Learn how to balance life. Here is what I love. The myth is someone else out there, maybe you watch on TV or see them speak on stage, read their books, someone out there, surely they figured out balance, right? No. For most of us, I doubt there's really such a thing as balance when you start adding in your career, your family, your chores, your to-dos. You know, work in life and balance, business, it truly is often a constant battle between peace and chaos. There's a conflict there, and we may not master it. Give yourself a break, but we can influence it. And in every moment, we can make good choices. How do I go about balance? It's about silence. It's about nurturing the time for myself. It's about meaningful relationships and fun. That's a key to success. So I tell you that because if you resonate with this, and maybe you do, or maybe you don't, maybe you're a procrastinator. That's not my deal. My deal is work, work, work. I can really create. So like I talked about, when you do contrary action, there's a healing in it. For me, my healing is when I stop. I do something contrary. That may be journaling. That may be silence. That may be for me to do energy healing work on myself, which will shift and neutralize things in seconds. It may be to just lie down or take some joy time with my puppy. Any of those are nurturing of myself and thus create so much more. Be okay with introducing new ideas. If you are given the inspiration to create something, trust me, you are also given the power to make it come true. Be brave enough to follow your intuition. Steve Jobs, the co-founder of Apple Inc., said, "Have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary." So there's always somebody out there who can help you. Here's what I urge you to remember. You deserve to be successful. Success is waiting for you to get it. Dare to dream. Claim your place in the world. I end today's show with this quote from Will Smith. Don't chase people. Be yourself. Do your own thing and work hard. The right people, the ones who really belong in your life, will come to you and stay. Subscribe to my YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. Thanks for joining me on Dare to Dream today.
to contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible no more, if you only dare. If you dare to dream, if you just believe.